I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Our question, what were you lucky or unlucky enough to see with your own eyes? And here come those emails from the Men's Room at KISW.com.
You've got mail.
You've got mail.
Well, one from our question today. Guys, went to the zoo with my then wife in 2012. Apparently, Papa Gorilla was feeling rather frisky. So in plain view of a bunch of touring school children, he first performed a temperature check with his finger on Mama Gorilla and then full-on mounted her up close and personal about 5 feet away from the plexiglass. I would venture that these school kids all get a free first lesson in sexuality. I was both amused and horrified. That from Greg in Woodinville.
Yeah, maybe don't start fingers first.
As we move on to the birthday request, older gentleman, 6 years ago today, I was supposed to be taking a relaxing nap on the couch. I got an emergency call from the wife that I needed to head to the hospital for the early arrival of our amazing ball of energy, Eleni. Instead, can you give the early bird a motivational speech from Coach Ted on mastering her ABCs and 1-2-3s now that she is starting kindergarten? Thank you guys for the years of laughs and hours of entertainment. That from John and Brenna in University Place.
All right, what's up, John? ABCs and 1-2-3s. Now, what Coach remembers about kindergarten is a lot of repetition. Call it practice for these things. Listen to your teacher. If there's a hint, listen to a classmate. And then for the ABCs, it's simple. Just sing a song. Nobody ever forgets it.
Please wish my daughter Holly a happy 23rd birthday from Mickey and the Captain. She lives in Wenatchee, but is bringing my grandson back to live on this side of the mountain soon. We can't wait. Love you guys, especially Teddy Bear Ted. Very nice.
Well, gosh, it sure is nice to come back to the other side of the mountains. Because old Goofy, much like Mick, we prefer the valleys, if you get my meaning.
Captain?
Oh.
Or did they want to hear from Captain?
They want to hear from Mickey and Captain, the Captain.
Hey, Captain!
Sorry. Oh, hey, Captain, get in there.
My bad, I was in the restroom. But not for reasons that you want to know. To my coworkers, give me a few minutes. I'll go in and clean it up. And that's not hand soap on the counter there.
Oh,
well, I'm very glad that you're moving back to the other side of the mountain to spend time with old Teddy Bear Teddy. We have another nickname for him. He's called Teddy Snacks. Crunch Berries.
Guys, want to wish my girlfriend Randy a happy 25th birthday. Can she get a little kid face sandwich, a big old bong rip, a Kevin Hard Dam, and Coach Ted talking about what it's like to turn a quarter of a century. Thanks, guys. That from Joe.
Fish sandwich.
Yes, the little girl then hits the bong.
Damn. I should know how to use the car.
Good.
Quarter of a century. 25. I'll tell you what, 25 is a great age, man. It's right in a sweet spot. You're not 21, you're not a jackass anymore, but you don't have to be over 30 and be all responsible. You're 25, you're mid-20s. Hey, you might be dating a girl, you might already be married. Either way, it is fun, enjoy it.
Tell him that today is my 28th year around the sun, and my boyfriend won't tell me what is planned for tonight. So let's see here. Can I get the dirty Germans telling me what he has planned for me? Can I also get a motivational quote from Miles for my next year? And also, last but not least, some Mike's baby batter. Thanks, Mitchell. Is that from Emily in Tacoma?
Yeah, I hate to spoil the surprise, Emily in Tacoma, but tonight he's going to play a little game called The Simpsons. It's where he uses four fingers.
Yeah, well, I saw some picture of this woman. It appears to me he's going to be playing a game called Peel the Carrot.
All right. Here you go, Emily. Emily, remember, everyone is a genius. But if you judge a fish by its ability to climb a tree, it will live its whole life believing that it is stupid.
Betty bought her some butter, but she said this is butter bitter. If I butter it in my batter, make my batter better. So she bought a bit of better butter, put it in her bitter batter, made her bitter batter better. So just better, Betty bought her butter, bitter batter better.
All of it, Cholas, want to give a shout out to my badass black belt that can kick your ass on a mat and in the kitchen. She's an awesome friend that I like to call a sister, and she recently became a mom. I think she'd like an original fish sandwich and a cut that bitch off. Happy 29th birthday there, Shelby. That from Dan.
To Oregon fish sandwich,
cut that bitch off. Next call.
Pacholas, today is my wife Sasha's 33rd birthday and would absolutely love Coach Ted giving her advice about making it to her due date as she is eight months pregnant. Thank you so much. Love the show. Appreciate each and every one of you. That from Kirk.
All right, listen. Coach is going to be honest with you because Kirk and everybody else that knows can't be. Just hang in there. You're all swollen, feeling bad. It's that eighth month. Now, if we get to the due date around there and it hasn't shown up yet, Coach says spicy food. Even though you don't like it, it's known to induce labor in women. Mm-hmm. And if you had to pick a spicy food, Coach says go with a spicy chicken wing.
With jalapeno poppers at Black Bottle. Did the trick.
Oh, no kidding.
Is that what did it?
Yeah, my mother told my wife, like, look, I know it's closed. She's like, order the jalapeno poppers. I was like, it's an old wives' tale. My mom's like, maybe. Order the jalapeno poppers. Fast forward to 1 a.m. My water broke. Mm-hmm. Like, okay.
Yeah, I don't eat a lot of spicy food anymore. But if it was like medical, Ted, you need to eat some. I'd be like, all right, give me the damn hot wings.
Get this thing out of me. Gentlemen, today is my wife Colleen's 39th birthday. I'd like to wish her a very happy birthday and would like the dirty Germans to tell her what her last year in her 30s is going to be like. Thank you so much and have a great day. Appreciate it, guys.
Yeah, you know what the last day of your 30s is going to be like. It's going to be a rough and tumble sexy time. Your ass will be red from all these slaps, and not just from his hand, but all of us, as the dirty Germans will be there, too.
Yeah, see? So last year's assorties will be a good one, and he's right. It'll be a new experience, because the time you hit 40, so you're not allowed anymore to have two German boyfriends.
Yeah.
So actually, I wouldn't call them boyfriends, like two German perverts that just seem to show up into your bedroom.
Yeah, whether you invited us or not.
Yeah, and since it's the 12 others that just watch.
But don't worry, this time they'll all be under the bed.
Yeah, it's like the freaky reindeer.
Guys, love the show. I want to give a happy 45th birthday to my wife, Katie. She is 45 years old today, out having a late lunch at Duke's Chowder House right now with her sister in Tacoma. It's been a crazy 30-plus years together, but I look forward to meet up with you tonight for trivia at the Log Cabin Pub.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, babe. That from Marty. How about the dirty Germans talking about drunk trivia with friends? You guys are the best.
Yeah, you do not want me to join you for the drunk trivia tonight. Otherwise, I will also give her some chowder for my log cabin.
Yes, I know. It's so exciting here. It says chowder talk, says cabin talk. Sounds like she's going to see one more log.
Or three.
Yeah.
They got a great trivia night down there.
I was say, I feel like I know that place from somebody.
Indeed. It's a great spot. Love it.
Duke's is good, too, man.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
And walk down to Ruston. It's beautiful down there. Take a walk.
Yeah.
Guys, my beautiful wife, Carrie Beth, is 51 years old today. She would love Coach Ted to cheer her up, please. That from Chris.
How old?
51 years old.
Oh, 51. All right, well, I can see why you're a little down. Last year, everybody was fired up. You're turning 50. This year, they're like, hell yeah, great, you're turning 51. They don't be down. It's your birthday. It's one of the few days a year where you can be selfish and say, you know what? I usually like to look after others, but the hell with it today. It's my day. I'll be at the bar.
Hi, guys. Here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Beachy. Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
Thank you, Bob. A couple extra emails says, when I was dumb, gentlemen, when I got my driver's license, I was a real hell of a driver. I would speed and weave in and out all over the road because my dumbass thought I was invincible. I drove this car for years till I was pulled over in my Volvo S60, doing 130 miles an hour racing a WRX. I got a reckless driving and racing, needless to say. I drive like a grandma now, because I'm an effing moron. Rock on, guys. That from Justin. Yo, bitches. Me, 63 years old. 40 years of Boeing. Early in the career. Sunday, bored to tears. Me and another guy take a large plastic bag and fill it with helium. Then we let it go. This bag is slow to gain elevation. This bag of gas drifts into the path of a $250 million aircraft coming in for a landing. We did not do this again. Rock on, dudes. youthful idiocy. Good afternoon, gentlemen. When I was a teenager, my friends and I thought that we could be backyard wrestlers because it looked so easy on TV. Come to find out, that was not the case, and there was a reason those folks trained for years to get their jobs down. A friend of mine lifted me for a suplex, and the moment I was vertical, my brain went into panic mode, and I became dead weight. I was basically dropped onto my neck and had pain shoot through my body. Luckily, I was okay, didn't suffer any damage outside of some soreness and a reality check. There's a reason they say don't try this at home, and I learned real quickly what that reason was. Rock on, guys. That from Jay. Dangerous stuff as a kid. At the age of like 12, my brother and I used to take a training bow that had a 30-pound draw on it and wrap the tips with washcloths and duct tape and shoot the bow at each other. We never realized that if that washcloth ever came off, it would shoot right into somebody. That from Corey. Here's a good one. Guys going to a college. It says, Ola Michelis. This is my first semester at UNCC. Community College. I don't know.
Or could it be
North Carolina Coastal?
Could be.
Whoa, North Carolina Charlotte?
I think it is. You know what? Jeb is from that area. Guys, yeah. This is my first semester at UNCC, and since my first night here, I put a poll up on my door for people to come by and answer. People totally think it's sick. A lot of the ideas are inspired by my favorite Big Dummy polls. Those messed up things really stick to you. You guys have really made me think about getting a podcast with all my buddies about the rad stuff we do someday and maybe get into radio and help keep rock and roll alive. Here's some of the polls. Rock on, bitches. That from Jeb, who sent a bunch of cool pictures, man.
Yeah.
The stuff he puts on his door. That's a great idea. Hopefully you'll get laid that way.
Yeah.
It doesn't work for us, but maybe it'll work for you.
This does not get you there. Let's see. How could I only injure myself? Guys, I flew my brother down to Huntington Beach to visit me about 15 years ago, and we started wrestling around in my apartment pool. For some reason, there was a ceramic coffee cup on the bottom of the pool, and being brothers, we decided to fight over it. I ended up chasing him up the stairs and out of the pool, and he turned around and smacked the cup against my leg, breaking the cup. I didn't think twice, because it didn't hurt. But when my brother turned around again, he went white as a sheet and said, "Dude, your leg." I looked down and had about a 4-inch gash across my shin. And about as clear as day, I could see my shin bone. Ended up in the ER with stitches and all that good stuff, but basically never thought a coffee cup could send me to the ER. Love the show. Keep it up, guys. That from Brandon. As far as a pet's amazing talent is concerned. Guys, we have a Great Dane Lab mix. He's 100 pounds of sheer energy. He's also a gigantic baby. His tail is his true talent. At a foot and a half long, he's done everything from whacking my husband and our male friends and their boys so hard they topple over to giving my mother-in-law a black eye. But his greatest talent happened when his tail ripped the door off of our brand new TV stand just by walking by it, taking our barn door completely off and landing on him. He then got so scared, he ran all around our house peeing and shaking until we consoled him with loves and treats. Yeah, we're definitely not getting our safety deposit back on this place. Thanks for all the laughs, guys. That from Kylie.
Now, the men's room wants to know, who sucks less?
Yay! Time for Who Sucks Less. Stephen Trujillo, you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. They all suck, but it's up to us to determine, out of the three stories, which one sucks the least. Now, if you follow KISW on Twitter, the debate is already underway on Who Sucks Less.
Yes, indeed, and this time we stay domestic. We will travel to Phoenix, we'll go to St. Louis, and then we will finish in Mississippi. But let us begin in Phoenix, where a former federal law enforcement officer accused of having a sexual motive for smelling a girl's dirty underwear in her bedroom will now be allowed to serve unsupervised probation. David Moon, 50 years old, he was touring a Phoenix home for sale this past May. And while the real estate agent was in another room, he went inside a 3-year-old girl's bedroom. He focused on the laundry hamper in the corner. He dug through the dirty laundry and pulled out the girl's dirty underwear. The video shows him hold the underwear close to his face and smell them. Minutes later, he returned to the bedroom for a second round with the preschooler's clothing. When he leaves the room for the second time, he appeared then to notice the nanny cam. He quickly covered his mouth and said, quote, God damn it. Well, the girl's father, he received motion alerts from the camera, and when he saw the recorded video, he called the Phoenix police, which is probably good for the guy doing that. The father later told the judge he increased security at the home. Well, after hearing of the allegations, the U.S. Marshal Service, yeah, they fired Moon. He'd been on the federal agent for 24 years, worked in multiple states, including Arizona, Alabama, and Florida. And then police in Phoenix, they uncovered what they call other red flags. Now, according to the police report, a girlfriend said that Moon heard the police were looking for him after they saw the video. So he, quote, threw out his computer and his Gmail account. And the Gmail account had a video of, quote, girls doing gymnastics in an email from him to himself. Anyway, he was indicted on two counts of felony trespassing with sexual motivation. He made a plea deal, got a misdemeanor for trespassing. Now, keep in mind, he was there with a real estate agent to look at the house.
Mm-hmm.
Saw the hamper, realized it was a little girl's room, and sniffed away. I cannot explain it. Now we go to St. Louis, where police there arrested a 24-year-old man named Antonio Woods after he stole a go-kart from three kids. Ages 4, 6, and 9. But he didn't just push them aside. He pulled a gun and pointed it at the 9-year-old and demanded that they give up the go-kart. As you might imagine, they did. So he jumped in and took off. Kid's grandmother happened to catch it happening. She immediately called the cops. They caught up with the guy. He led them on a brief chase before crashing into a tree. He was charged with robbery. Now, the good news is the kids got the go-kart back, although it's unclear what shape it's in. And it wouldn't be surprising if authorities added a charge for, you know, pulling a gun on a 9-year-old kid for a go-kart.
There were three kids, all under the age of 9.
At 9 was the oldest. They're on a go-kart. This dude, like I said, you're 24. I'm sure you can just commandeer the go-kart, but he pulled a gun on this kid. Like, come on, man. And now we go to Mississippi, where a fast food worker has been charged with tainting a customer's meal with her menstrual blood.
Oh.
Yep.
Oh.
Police say that Sky Samuel, 18, she was placing bodily fluids on food that she served at Jack's restaurant in Columbus. In case you don't know, Jack's is a restaurant chain in the southern states there, but she was booked into jail for knowingly selling, quote, unwholesome bread. Anyway, she's free on $5,000 bond, could face up to 5 years in prison if convicted. Now, police allege that Samuel licked and then wiped her blood on a cheeseburger before serving it to a drive-thru customer. Oh, investigators say that Samuel, she had difficulty taking the female patron's order and then subsequently exchanged words with the woman before tainting the cheeseburger. According to the court, two employees witnessed her putting vaginal blood and saliva on the sandwich, which was served to three occupants of the vehicle. They first learned of the incident after a worker told her mother what she witnessed from a fellow employee. Well, that worker's mother then posted her daughter's account on Facebook. And then police launched an investigation after the customer, who apparently read about this on Facebook, then filed a complaint. In her Facebook post, the mother wrote, quote, there's a poor woman walking around not knowing anything. If you went to Jack's between 10 p.m. and 10:30 p.m. and you ordered a Big Jack with a Sprite, you got more than ketchup. That's all it said. So meanwhile, that employee has since been fired, while the two other workers in the restaurant on the night of the incident are on paid leave pending the outcome of a corporate investigation. So there you go. We start in Phoenix, where a man was looking to buy a house. The family still lived there. They were not currently home. He went in a 3-year-old girl's bedroom, went immediately to the dirty clothes, started sniffing her underwear. Luckily, they had the nanny cam, so he got caught. Yeah, the guy in St. Louis pulled out a gun on a 9-year-old and stole his goddamn go-kart. And then finally, the fast food worker who, in addition to saliva, also put her menstrual blood on a cheeseburger for a customer.
Ooh, boy. I mean, they're all bad.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think the dude smelling little kids' underwear is the worst.
He's the creepiest.
He's the creepiest.
Yes. And,
I don't know. That just, to me, says who knows what else he's done.
I don't want to know.
Mm-hmm. Right.
See, I feel like go-kart guy's the worst. You pull the gun
really?
On...
No,
you pull the gun
I think
Sam.
I think he's the least.
Minstrel.
Really?
Yeah, I think go-kart...
Minstrel's the worst. No,
I think go-kart guy sucks, like, for this game, I think he sucks the least. That's traumatizing to those kids and this and that. But, like, I don't know. I don't know how to explain that one. I'm just like, the dad can go find him or this or that. Like, one's a pedophile and one's got vaginal blood on something.
On a cheeseburger, yeah.
Right, so, like, Those people could have gotten really sick.
Sure, sure.
The kids are scared. The other guy just should be put away.
Okay, but I will say this, because I grew up around go-karts, because I always wanted one. If you wreck a go-kart, it's toast.
Sure.
All right, so you bent the frame, you did something to the axle, you can't get a replacement part for that. So not only did the kid did the kids lose their go-kart, they got held up with a gun in their face, but that I'm sure that go-kart is not operational anymore.
All right.
So when you're a kid, you get a go-kart. Now, you've been held up, you got a gun in your head, you know what I mean? You're nine or younger. I think that's pretty traumatic. Believe it or not, I'm going to say the creep sucks the least.
I'm inclined to agree, only because in this instance,
those run actions. I don't know what he did before. Obviously, the guy's not right in the head. But as far as me eating a minstrel hamburger, or my kid getting held up at gunpoint, get their go-kart stolen and then trashed,
yeah,
or that, I think it was good that they had that camera on there and they caught that guy. But as far as the overall harm, in my mind,
per story,
he sucks the least.
He sucks a lot, but I agree that he sucks the least. He's creepy.
That's terrible.
But here's the difference. Yeah. I would never tell my 3-year-old kid about it.
No. I know. I guess I'm just looking at it like, what else has he done?
It's just story. I'm right there with you.
Right. Story alone.
Right.
Oh, boy. The debate continues on Who Sucks Less if you follow KISW on Twitter. By the way, coming up, we got brand new Eddie Vedder for you. You are listening to The Men's Room.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
99.9 KISW. The Men's Room is in progress.
Yeah, brand new Eddie Vedder there. The long way. Odyssey exclusive.
Was that an Odyssey exclusive?
That was an Odyssey exclusive.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Look at us. Exclusive.
Coming up in minutes, we will drink, we will toast with a shot of the day, and we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. But first, a quick check-in with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right. El Salvador has become the first country to adopt Bitcoin as their national currency.
That's our national currency?
National currency.
Damn.
Bitcoin. So, best of luck to y'all.
Well, the question is, like, what is one Bitcoin worth? So, in other words, El Salvador's not banging with money, okay? So, if I'm a civilian there, and I'm worth, hell, I don't know, I sold my house and I get $50,000, like, what is that in Bitcoin? And then can I trade, like, I can give you 1/100th of a Bitcoin payment? I don't understand enough about it.
Agreed. Maybe it's because we're focused too much on the gold standard?
Or, I mean, we are, for sure, so that's what we know. But it's, I guess my thought is this. You're right. Everyone concentrates on the gold standard. No one can handle change, et cetera, et cetera. But when you have a better alternative, I'm all in. And I don't know if it is or if it's not. I just, you know, a penny is worth 1 cent, a dollar's worth 100 of those, right?
Exactly.
But we understand. And with Bitcoin, though, anytime I read about it, you know, they say a single Bitcoin is worth blank.
Mm-hmm.
But I never hear anyone spending or trading in fractions of it. Maybe you can. I don't know. Or maybe
you
they'll
can
change
buy,
it.
You can buy, like, percentages of it.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
Never mind then. Thank you, Ted.
We got it.
Yeah, because buying a whole coin is going to be really expensive.
Yeah, that's what I'm like. I don't know if I could buy a Bitcoin.
Yeah.
So would it sound cool then if you're like, dude, this house cost me 3 coins?
Right.
This house is worth 3 Bitcoin.
I mean, I had a friend that had one years ago, but cashed it out and spent it for a trip.
Sweet. Yeah. Okay, then my other question too would be, does that mean, and I know you don't know, but would the whole country then go electronic?
Exactly.
Right? Because, like, I mean, cash is not going to, you know, this is a billionth of the Bitcoin or whatever it is.
I mean, I'd imagine it almost has to.
Right?
Because, right, with the value of it going up and down, like, I don't, like, yeah, that, all right, look, that part I don't understand.
Yeah.
I understand you can buy percentage points of it and you're trying to hold on.
Right.
Because eventually you're hoping this will be the standard currency for the world because there's no central government behind it.
Right.
But yeah, with El Salvador, I'm like, I don't know how you would physically use it.
And what happens when you get stupid tourists like me that don't have anything with Bitcoin or really anything to exchange with Bitcoin? Like,
they'll probably exchange it. They'll probably, like, I would imagine if you went to exchange it, you know, if you got $500 spending money, they'll give you a card that is worth whatever that is.
I found wherever you are, U.S. currency still talks.
Absolutely.
You just might not get your change back.
Yeah.
That's all, because they might not have it.
Well, it's also in more illicit situations.
Right, exactly.
Like, ooh, I've messed up here, but I have a $100 bill, and then suddenly, I did not mess up.
Pumpkin spice lattes are back at select McDonald's locations. I didn't even know that they had it.
I do remember them doing it.
It doesn't shock me. It just, they're too big not to jump on this pumpkin spice train.
I have not had a pumpkin spice latte yet, but I did have a night owl over the weekend.
There you go. I do love the night owl, man.
Yeah,
that is pumpkin a good beer.
Good beer right there.
I mean, literally, I was like, ooh, is that night owl? And they were like, yeah, and I was like, I'll take one.
Ooh, the spooky season has begun.
Hey, you know, it's Labor Day weekend. I could have a night owl.
Yeah, I'm with it, buddy. Impossible Foods are now introducing chicken nuggets made from plants. So the same people that brought you the Impossible Burger are now bringing you Impossible Chicken Nuggets.
But they're not bringing us chicken nuggets.
Yeah.
I mean, chicken nuggets are made of chicken. I mean, I get what they're doing in spirit. But,
I'm with you.
Like, just call it something else because that's not what they are.
I have preached this since I started dating my vegan woman there. I am more appreciative of vegan and veggie foods that do not pretend to be anything else. And that's why I like the Impossible Meats. Just because they weren't, and even Field Roast, just because it wasn't,
they called,
like,
it something different.
Right. This isn't a veggie hamburger. No, it's not. It's a veggie patty is what it is. It's just made out of plants. We got it close enough. And it actually is rather good. I keep saying this. Sofritas from Chipotle is probably the best vegan food that I have ever had. Because it tend to be anything else. It's filler for your burrito. And it's great.
Yeah, but you're also an adult. Chicken nuggets. I feel like if you don't eat meat in your household, like, that'd be easy to say to a kid, here's a chicken nugget.
And I'd be a liar if I said that I wasn't going to try these things. I'm going to give them a shot. They sound
I was going to say, you've eaten more of this food than I have.
Hell yeah.
But I get why you're bitter. Not bitter, but just call it what it is.
Exactly.
But would you eat something called chemically...
A veggie nugget?
Yeah, I don't think so. But you call it a chicken nugget, you know, with no meat. I'm like, all right, I'll try it.
Exactly.
By the way.
So Sofritas? You bring that up all the time.
It is tofu based, but it's in a sauce and it's got other seasonings and it's got some additives in there.
For a tofu, tastes like what you put it with.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's not my favorite consistency, but to be fair, tofu doesn't taste like anything.
The tofu's to make it lumpy and make the texture right.
Lumpy. That is the word they go for.
But
lumpy.
You understand what I'm eating, what's in a burrito. It's a filler.
Well, I've had the Beyond Meat. I think it's Beyond Meat. Like bratwurst. So I was like, these are pretty good. It's like, right, but it also has the spices of a bratwurst.
Exactly.
There you go.
So it works. It doesn't need to pretend with the meat, because the meat's just standing in there.
Sausage.
Right. It's just standing there as a stunt man, really. Everything else is just dressing it up.
Body double.
There you go.
Yeah.
By the way, Bitcoin is worth $46,000 per coin right now.
Holy Mary.
And are we still on the gold standard or are we not?
No, someone here said they ended the gold standard. They abandoned it in 1933. And they say the dollar is backed by imagination.
Pretty much.
Yeah, that's kind of how it works.
I remember it was the end of the world when we were coming off the gold standard there.
Everything's the end of the world all the time.
What? I don't know what you're talking
about. Eventually, someone will be right.
We react very... very sanely in this country. We don't overreact about anything. 48% of people say that they spend more time online than they would like to.
Well, stop.
Yeah. And I call BS on that. If you spent as much time as you wanted to online, you wouldn't be online anymore.
Yeah, that's a good point. But it's also, are they including work? Right, it's always said we get up, first thing I do is go through the news. Not because I love the news. The news is stupid. But just have a general idea day to day. But on the weekends, I rarely look at the news.
Sure.
Because the last thing I want to talk about is any of the crap going on, right?
Absolutely.
So in that sense, yes.
God, the weekends aren't great for that.
No.
Just give you 2 days not to read all the crap going on.
Exactly.
You feel so good when you come in on Monday, then you go back to the news, you're like,
God damn it!
God!
We need to combat this fear of missing out. Because don't worry, just turn on the news as soon as you feel like you're out of touch for a second. You'll get caught right back up. Everything else is on.
It is. It's like a soap opera.
But you gotta add in, too, right, like, it's also entertainment purposes.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if people used to waste hours in front of a TV watching something, like, I mean, I know, like, you could waste hours on TikTok just watching funny videos.
Absolutely.
But no, now it matters.
Yeah.
Right, if you spend 6 hours in front of your TV, everyone's like, all right, whatever, right? We all watch TV. But now, if it's on your phone, 6 hours, right? People freak out.
Right.
And like, football Sundays, guess what? My screen time goes through from about 9:30 a.m. until, God, probably an hour and a half after the last game.
Is that eight uninterrupted hours?
God, I can't wait to hear him say it.
Oh, he's coming back, man.
We are like junkies.
I need some Scott Hansen in my ears. I need to hear him say it and hear the music and just... I need that hug from Scott. He says everything's going to be okay. I got 8 hours of football for you.
He helps me believe.
Yeah, the saddest music is when the channel goes dead after the game.
Oh, it is so awful.
I hate that.
Sometimes I'll wake up and watch the early games and then fall asleep, and you wake up on the couch and that music's playing. It's like sad about something.
Guess I have to flip on SportsCenter.
And it just repeats over and over again.
They won't show any damn highlights.
Oh, God.
Just talk about the games.
A company called SkillPoint has released its first job score report, which showcases careers requiring 2 years of training or less.
All right.
Then they rank them based on current salaries, available job openings, future growth, and interest among job seekers.
I was about to say radio until you qualified it with all of that.
Yeah.
I was like, oh.
And so they actually did give us a list of the top 25 jobs that do not require a college degree. Again, based on current salaries, job openings, future growth, and interest among job seekers. So what do you guys think would be among the top 25 jobs that don't require a college degree? I'll run through the honorable mentions here until we get down to the 10.
Like game design, like video game design.
Absolutely. Not a bad call at all. Miles, any guesses in there? Just to give you guys an idea.
I mean, 2 year college, electrician.
Right. Perfect. Give you guys an idea. 25 is laboratory technician. Then you got the HVAC technician, machinist, dental hygienist, welder, information security analyst, social services assistant at 19, paralegal and legal assistant at 18, training and development specialist at 17.
Wait. Paralegal?
Right?
That just shocks me because... You know, a paralegal is to the lawyer what the nurse is to the doctor.
Absolutely.
They do all the heavy lifting. They present it to the doctor / lawyer. Then they make sense of it, and then they talk to you like they were doing something, right?
Right.
So at least with the, like, nurses have to get training.
Yes.
You know, so I don't feel freaked out when a nurse, because again, in any of my hospital visits, yes, a doctor did my surgery, but all of my other interactions are with the nurses, and they know what's going on. The paralegal, whatever your case is, they're the ones doing all the heavy lifting.
Absolutely.
At the direction of the lawyer, but still, they're the ones pulling the pertinent stuff.
My guess is that's one of those that does require the 2 years.
Okay, you know, I would not the hope less. At least.
You can't just walk into a paralegal job, but still, 2 years for paralegal or legal assistant. 17, training and development specialist. Heavy equipment operator at 16. Network administrator at 15. Industrial machinery mechanic at 14. Medical assistant at 13. Teaching assistant at 12. And auto mechanic at 11. Again, these are the top 25 jobs that do not require a college degree.
But you will notice that a lot of, like, medical assistants, they're also in school to become a nurse.
Correct.
Right? You got to understand what they're doing. You go like, all right, that's...
Well, and a lot of those machinist jobs and stuff, like, you don't need a degree, but you're going to have to, what's the word?
Apprenticeship.
Apprenticeship or something. Yes. Like, you don't just get to stroll in and be like, hey, we're looking for a dude to run this massive machine.
Exactly.
I would even... argue that it would be hard to come up with a list of 25 jobs that are available with a 4-year degree.
Yeah, that are available?
That are for what you studied.
Absolutely.
Where the salary is commensurate to how much you blew in college.
Exactly. So here are the top 10 jobs that don't require a college degree based on current salaries, available job openings, future growth, and interest among job seekers. Number 10, certified nursing assistant.
And okay. Big demand now.
Absolutely. And right behind them at number 9 is a nurse.
Okay. All right.
So, absolutely.
Who wouldn't want to be a nurse right now?
Mm-hmm. Right. Goodness gracious. 2 years and then you're running for your life. Absolutely. Like you said, doing all the heavy lifting for everything there while still going to school. If that's your career path to eventually become a doctor, you would think. So
if that's what you want to do, I do feel like colleges, and they'll never do this because they're a scam. But
absolutely,
it should be like, look, you say what you want to major in. They'll take the mean average of what the salary is and that's how much your schooling will cost.
Absolutely.
So I'm like, look, you can do all you want, but the average salary is 60 grand. That's how much your college is going to cost.
By the way, we're going to stretch this over a period of about 8 to 10 years.
Right.
Yeah. Throw some math classes in there, some physical PE classes. Number 8, IT support specialist.
I don't even know what that is.
All right.
You're helping computer people.
Pretty much.
I can't.
It's what I do when you start swearing at your computer.
Okay. <Yeah. laughs> All right.
I got the
middleman.
Right. Turn it back off.
Just give it that hard reset, and then you call Chaz.
If Mike what can't do it, find Chaz. Right?
I don't know. Was that last week? I was like, I've never heard a computer make those beeps.
This is our IT guy. He said, I think it's fixed.
He wasn't sure either. It was.
Yeah, it was.
It was fine. But yeah, like, Mike, you made some weird noise. I was like, that is not right.
Well, said, I've never heard that before. He goes, me neither. I'm like, this is not good.
Okay.
You're the guy.
Yeah.
It's like your doctor going, ooh, I've never seen that kind of injury.
And he's a specialist.
Right.
Top 10 jobs that don't require a college degree. Number 7, a plumber.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, still got to go to school.
Exactly.
Know? And apprentice for sure.
A couple years for sure.
Right. This doesn't say that you don't need schooling. You still just need to learn some of the basics of all this, right?
Yeah, I guess I just thought this was going to be stuff that like that was just like, like a cook. Server. Right, cook.
Exactly.
Like things you could actually, like...
The jobs we all had before we got on the radio.
No, I was like,
Plumbing, you got to put in some time with somebody.
Number 6, a carpenter. Yet again, another one of those jobs where an apprenticeship will really help you out.
And a great skill to know.
Absolutely, man. That'll take you anywhere.
But don't tell your friends. Do not tell your friends if you're a plumber, an electrician, or a carpenter. No. And you already know this.
You don't own a truck either.
Right.
Just tell them you have a Prius, you have no tools, and you don't know. Because I know every week
I drive a smart car.
Don't ever ask your friends to do what they do for a living as a favor to you.
I do low voltage
for
wiring.
A living, no. That's why I hit a VD to put my faucets in.
Exactly.
Like, well, you're not a plumber, but you can do it.
Keep them on.
Exactly. Come on. Number 5, a truck driver.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
I mean, you gotta get
your CDL.
But,
right. You gotta go to classes to get that CDL.
I think the hardest part about that would be being able to pass a drug test. I gotta go 3 months on smoking weed.
I got it. What other job open did you get?
You drive this damn thing to Arizona? Really? I think you need to be on drugs to do that.
At least uppers.
Come on.
The nice man at this stop gave me some.
When I make my destination, I'm in Arizona.
How am I supposed to stay awake or negotiate with...
Top 10 jobs that don't require a college degree. Number 4, police officer. Obviously, you still got to go to the academy and go through all that training.
Well,
but,
yeah, they take care of that part. It's kind of in-house.
And that's department by department, I would think, at this point.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Number 3, electrician.
Mm-hmm.
Yet again,
another great school. Right.
Classes that, a lot of these are trades.
What are the top 10 trades?
I'm sensing
that you don't need a 4-year degree.
Number 2, systems analyst.
All right.
Almost had that wrong. And this is the number 1 job that does not require a college degree. At number 1 is a software developer.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Bucks.
There you go.
You either know what you're doing or you don't. I don't.
Exactly. A lot of that's intuition. A man in Louisiana filed a police report saying that he was the victim of a hit and run, but there's just one problem.
What was the problem, Mike?
Tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up 1 hour from now. In the meantime, let's get a contestant on the line for Profile. This is 206-421-ROCK. All right, have we made it to drinking time?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!